Hey there, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're ready to learn something really important. This is such an important thing that I've been studying, and I haven't even told you about it because I wanted to make sure that I understood it well enough myself so that I could explain it the best I could to you guys. Okay, you know, I'm just a lady with a laptop, but I do have wonderful people that have come into my life who explain some of these things to me because I'm really wanting to make sure that I have the best health that I possibly can, and of course for me and my mom. And so anyway, and for you. Anyway, so what I've been researching is about how we can love our guts. And so I created a web page about how we can have the healthiest guts that we possibly can. And so I think that what we've done, a lot of us have done, is inadvertently we have damaged our guts, our intestines, and so that we can eat the best food possible, but if our body can't absorb it, it's not really helping. So I'm going to try to explain this the best that I can, but I'm soon going to have other people on my show who can explain it even much better than I can. All right, so here's the page: Love Your Guts. It's on freedomforce.live/P2, as in P squared, and I'll get into that in just a second. But this little picture that looks like shag carpeting is actually the inside of your intestines when it's all nice and healthy. And so it can absorb all these nutrients, and that's what you want yours to look like. Also, it's supposed to have good bacteria and bad bacteria. Did you know that it's supposed to have some bad bacteria? 10 to 1, good bacteria to bad bacteria. Okay. And so I'll just keep it simple like that. And so you can read this page to find out more detail. But basically, I think that what we've been doing is we've been killing off all the good bacteria. And so we're trying to be, like antibacterial, and but we're ending up killing good bacteria that we need, our body needs in order to be healthy and to have a healthy microbiome that's in balance. So here's what happens if your microbiome is out of balance, okay? So here, for example, you have inflammation, you have GI issues like IBS and IBD and malabsorption, bloating, gas, GERD, poor detox, mitochondrial dysfunction, neurological dysfunction, increased oxidative stress, thyroid problems, and problems with your biochemistry. I mean, this is a lot of problems because your body is not being able to absorb the nutrients that you need. It really causes a lot of problems. But the antibiotics are not the answer. The answer is not to kill off more bacteria because you end up killing off the good bacteria in the process. So here's more information about all the things that you need for a healthy microbiome. The balance of good bacteria to bad bacteria in any environment is called the microbiome. And so a balanced microbiome is only achieved when there are enough good bacteria to keep the balance. It's very, very important. So you might already be taking some probiotics, and so that's really great. So it'll help your intestines to be more in balance. That's terrific. And trying to stay away from the antibiotics because that ends up killing off, like I said, all the good and the bad. So that's terrific. But how can we have everything in our environment to help us to have a healthy microbiome? The other thing that I had no idea about was this thing called biofilm. And you maybe have never heard about it either, but look at this picture right here. This is I'm sorry, biofilm right here, like on a kitchen countertop. It's live bacteria, and it's like stuck in this. It's really gross, but it's some of their byproducts that they have. Early, like their poop. And so they make themselves like a little wall of protection so that you can clean and clean and clean, but they are protected behind this micro, I'm sorry, this biofilm. Okay. I told you I didn't have it all square. Anyway, the biofilm. And so the cleaning with typical products does not remove that sticky biofilm. Okay. And so it's everywhere. It's all over your surfaces of your countertops. It's on your teeth. I mean, it's like really everywhere. So here, and I'm not going to show you the videos, but you can watch some of these little videos that show, what the biofilm is. But basically, it's like they're in plastic all throughout your body, in your intestines, on your countertops, on your teeth. And so for example, that, and it'll end up going into your brain if it's in your mouth. I mean, it's really, really, you know, bad for you. And so you're not able to really kill the bad bacteria. So then what do you do? Well, these probiotics help to remove the biofilm. And how does that happen? Simplistically, it overwhelms. When it's 10 times more than the good bacteria overwhelm the bad bacteria. That's the way I, you know, understand it and can explain it. And so, for example, like staph, when you go into a hospital, they're cleaning, 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 cleaning. But how come people get a staph infection? It's because they're killing off the good bacteria. Same thing happens in your gut. If you've had antibiotics, you know that it takes a while for your system to get back right again. And you have to really, you know, do different things to help to get, you know, probiotics, et cetera, to get your system working properly again. And so it's not just there, it's all throughout your house. So this is Heather Holmes with the P Squared Probiotics. And she, on this video, explains, she has a little ALT meter, ATP meter, and that she actually tests the keyboard with this swab, and she has a meter that tells how much bacteria is on this keyboard, and then she puts on the probiotics, literally good bacteria, and then she tests it again, and it's in a very healthy range, very, very low range. Amazing, amazing. And really, this needs to be done, to be honest, in the hospitals. You know, the cabal has run our cleaning stuff, everything, what we put in our bodies. They've written all this, everything we put in our mouths. So what I do is I'll do like the sodium chloride or different cleaning things, and then I will chase it with the probiotics to make sure that I have the healthy microbiome. Okay, the balanced microbiome. Okay, that's what I'm doing. So here's what she has created, and I love it. She wanted to send me some, and I said I would love to try it, and I am so glad that I did. And so, you know, I really want one of those ATP meters, but anyway, basically, you know, I know that my countertops are perfectly, you know, clean now with the good bacteria. That, you know, with the good balance of the bacteria. So, and also for the pets, I spray our Bella, our new little puppy, and Buddy. You know, sometimes they go outside and they have something that's it's aggravating their little paws, and I spray it, and it's wonderful. They love it, and it stops them from itching, and I don't have to worry that they're gonna, you know, lick something toxic. Everything is perfectly healthy for your body. It's nothing toxic at all about any of it, which is so, so wonderful. The surface cleaner also to clean your additives for cleaning your clothes. So you just add it to your laundry detergent that you normally use, but you put this in it to make the microbiome, am I saying that right? The microbiome at the proper 10-to-1 ratio. Like I said, here's the mouthwash that I do after I've brushed my teeth. Then I go and I chase it with the mouthwash to make sure that my mouth is as a healthy microbiome. Same thing with washing your hands and the pet shampoo and actually even a spray for your house to make sure your air quality is a good balanced microbiome. Isn't that cool? So I think that for me, it's a different way of thinking about clean. You know, we've always thought about bleach was the way you clean. And that's really not the way that we need to think about it anymore. We need to think about it on keeping our healthy microbiome for our whole health, okay? And so not killing off the good bacteria, but really treasuring the good bacteria and our microbiome so that we can have a good, healthy immune system. I hope that makes sense. You might have to listen to it again, or definitely go to freedomforce.live/P2, P2, like probiotics 2, probiotics squared. And so and read more about it and watch the videos that are on here. And I really think this is what the golden age is about. I think really everyone is going to understand how important it is to have a healthy microbiome. And this is where we're headed into the golden age. I really do believe that's where we're headed. So we're always on the leading edge right here in the Freedom Force Battalion. So I'm so glad that you listened to this. Definitely check it out. And soon I'm going to have Heather come on and explain this in, you know, better than I do. But either way, I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew about this so that you can help to help your family as much as you possibly can. Okay. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Hi, I'm Heather Holmes, healthpreneur, international speaker, and expert on bacteria. As a pioneer in soil spore probiotic bacteria, I'm on a mission to educate people like you on what affects your health and the health of your pets in the most impactful and important ways. You know, most people who start health product companies usually are trying to cure themselves of something because nothing they use or have tried is actually fixing the problem. Or should I say, going to the source of the problem. And that's me. That's me too, a former longtime bronchitis and sinus infection sufferer on antibiotics 6 times a year. I just wanted off the hamster wheel. And I kept getting chronic yeast infections, chronic urinary tract infections repeatedly. Not fun. Maybe you've experienced the same thing. What no one told me is that my immune system has memory, or that using antibiotics kills off all of the good bacteria that I need. And there's no way I could get well that way, and neither can you. And no one told me that my sinus infections had turned fungal. And that meant that all of the antibiotics I kept using were never going to work against fungus. In other words, the approach I was taking to cure myself was absolutely wrong. How many of us feel this way? Whether it's a sinus issue like I had, or an autoimmune issue 70% of the population has, or any other persistent issue that just doesn't seem to go away. And no matter how many medicines, pills, or vitamins you try, nothing's working. And unfortunately, we're pretty much at a point where we don't have a choice but to take matters of our own health in our own hands to stay healthy and well. And as easy as that sounds, it can get a bit confusing, right? I happen to believe that if you provide the body the proper tools, it is a miraculous body that will absolutely heal itself. You might say it's superhuman. By the way, our pets have the exact same ability. And I know this because my dog, Jewel, whom I love dearly, passed away 4 months ago. And in her own words, she told Michelle, my animal intuitive, and yes, I do and did have an animal intuitive, and I used her even while my dog was healthy, and it changed my life. It changed my relationship with my dog. And during one of the readings, my dog told her that, Michelle, the intuitive, that she needed 2 different kinds of teas, herbal teas. Now, I understand you might think this is a little far-fetched, but I didn't. So I ordered the teas online. And when I got them, I took a tea bag of each out and I held them up to my dog's nose. And so she sniffed approvingly and I went, okay, I will never drink these, but I made them, I put them in her bowl and she lapped them right up. So what did that mean? I mean, I really can tell you that I was amazed that she actually drank these stinky teas, but she knew what she needed. And fortunately, she was able to communicate through my animal intuitive, Michelle. And I tell you this story because our body will tell us exactly what it needs if we just listen. And I talk to mine all of the time and I praise it all of the time. It goes something like this. Body, I love you. I'm grateful for you. I am so happy that you are taking care of me in the best way possible. And I'll take this a step further. So when I hurt myself, let's say I hurt my hand, I start banging on the area where that is and rubbing it profusely. And you may think this is ridiculous. Like, why are you doing that if it's already hurt? But what ends up happening is it gets the blood moving and stimulating. And while I'm doing this, I'm actually telling my body how grateful I would be if it could just go to the spot where I injured myself and start to heal it as quickly as possible. And please take away the pain. And please make sure it heals the area quickly. And it works. I swear it works. I also do another thing, which is I don't take a lot of vitamins. And if you're taking a lot of vitamins, I would say this to you. And Dr. Sarah Ballantyne agrees with me on this, if you've ever seen anything by her on YouTube. But We both agree that if you are taking a lot of vitamins and you're taking them every day, your immune system will get lazy. And honestly, your immune system and your body will tell you exactly what you need. So I encourage you to just use vitamins every other day, take them for a week, then go off for a few days, and just mix it up a little bit, because you have to shock your immune system. The way that I stay healthy is I have an army of healthy probiotic warriors that clean, balance, and protect me and my environment from head to toe, but we'll get into that later and I'll explain more. What I know to be true through 16 years of research and application is there is no amount of work you can do on your gut to balance it without addressing the bacterial environment in which you live, work, or play. There's no way, because the first point of contact we have with germs and viruses is what's on the outside of us. And simply put, you have two immune systems. One lives in you and one lives on the outside of you, and that's relating to bacteria. So these bacterial environments that are over 100 trillion bacteria, whether they're in you or they're on you, they act exactly the same way. So what does this mean? Well, here's a little 411 on bacteria. You need 10 good bacteria to balance one bad bacteria. That's what will keep everything balanced and clean and happy. Any disruption to this balance creates imbalance, and it shows up as things like inflammation. Inflammation can lead to autoimmune, to cancer and other things, loose stool, a cold, and so many other things. If you take an antibiotic, for example, you kill off all of your good bacteria while you're trying to kill off all the bad. So in your gut, that leaves you completely vulnerable. In your environment, if you use bleach, an antibacterial soap, or all of the hand sanitizers that people are using, you kill off all of the good bacteria on your skin, in the air, and in your environment. So if you are using a product that states that it kills 99.9% of bacteria like Lysol or bleach, you're now creating a perfect storm, a perfect environment for pathogens that become resistant and more potent because they build a fortress of protection that cannot be cleaned away by anything you have in your home right now. I guarantee it. So when I talk about pathogens, I'm referring to staph, like you might get in a hospital or from playing sports, MRSA, the flesh-eating bacteria, Listeria, and Salmonella, which are responsible for all of the food recalls that seem to be happening on a daily basis, E. coli, like the Chipotle outbreak. And it's not just bacteria that live that are pathogens. Other pathogens include fungus and mold and viruses, okay? So when I say they build a fortress, I'm referring to something that's like 1,000 sheets of plastic wrap. It's impenetrable. And that fortress is called biofilm. Biofilm is actually the cause of 80% of all disease and infection. So crazy, right? But it's completely true. And even though you may have never heard of it, you actually do know it, because it's the plaque in your teeth, it's a moldy shower curtain, it's the slimy feel you feel on the counter, especially a granite countertop, the eczema that you, or psoriasis you may have had for a long time on your skin, and even an infected wound. In other words, this biofilm plaque is on everything, and it doesn't matter whether it's wet or dry. It's even up your nose, and that was the cause of my sinus infections, and it houses fungus. It's on your skin, the staph, the MRSA. It's on your cell phones, and it's in your gut. It forms at the microscopic level, which is why it's really hard to see, and especially when it's on your counter, but you can feel it, and I mentioned the granite countertop. You can definitely feel it there. It's a slimy feeling. It's also the slippery stuff that's on rocks, but this can form on stainless steel, on your contact lenses, literally everything. Because of all of the food recalls that seem to plague us every day, I think it's important to take a look at Listeria. Listeria is one of those culprits that shows up in the news constantly, along with Salmonella. But for purposes here, I'm going to show you how effective the probiotics are at eliminating Listeria 100%. So when you look at the slide on the left, that is Listeria. And on the right slide, you will see that we just inoculated about 0.1 milliliter. That's a very small amount in one little section of that slide. And as a result, the probiotics eliminated Listeria from the entire slide, demonstrating that not only they can eliminate that pathogen, but that they have great motility and they move around to our benefit. So at this point, you may be thinking, what does biofilm look like? Well, the best way for me to explain this is to actually show you. So this is biofilm, and you can actually see the gray stringy stuff that's there, and this is staph. So that's what you see in the circled area. And what happens is that this stringy stuff forms at the microscopic level. You can't see it. You can feel it on your teeth and you can feel it on a granite countertop. However, there are all kinds of pathogens that live in biofilm. And the way that the biofilm is created by the bad bacteria is through them consuming food, excreting sugars, exopolysaccharides, and proteins, and so on and so forth. And they'll gather whatever nutrients they possibly can. It's important to know that this biofilm is the cause of 80% of all disease and infection. And I'll reiterate that again, but you know, we have to really understand that this biofilm is everywhere. So biofilm is not picky. It will form on a wet or a dry surface or anywhere. So biofilm breaks off and attaches to everything, whether it is your contact lenses or your cell phone or a doorknob. It will go everywhere. And now that you know it, let me tell you how to get rid of it and how to prevent it from coming back. I told you I have an army of healthy probiotic warriors around me, and they're called P2 Probiotics. I'm not talking about the pills lining the shelves at CVS. I'm not talking about the yogurts you buy or the kombucha drinks you drink. I'm talking about something completely different. These probiotics are the strongest, most efficacious, and beneficial bacteria you can find. They come from soil. They're spores, and I've developed technology that incorporate these amazing warriors into products you can use to clean your skin, your teeth, the air you breathe, your fruits and vegetables, your washing machine, your bedding, your pets, everything. So one of the things that's really important to understand about the difference between the probiotics that are in yogurts and kefir and so forth is that those are cultures, and they require sugar to stay alive, and they're temperature sensitive, and you need billions of them, and they're just not ideal to outcompete pathogens. The spore probiotics, on the other hand, are hardy warriors, and they live between 32 and 120 degrees. You only need millions. They do not need sugar to stay alive. And they also can absolutely battle pathogens. When I talk about this, it's important to also understand that pathogens are spores. So we want to take spores to battle spores and let our spores win. So you always want spores against spores, not cultures against spores, which is what the yogurts and the pills are. Let's take a look at how probiotics actually defeat pathogens and eliminate biofilm. We're outcompeting the bacteria, we're starving them, the bad ones, and then our probiotics are cleaning away that biofilm and then putting a barrier down to create bacterial balance. It's that simple. I want you to imagine using one cleaner to clean your entire house that's stronger than bleach but has no chemicals to harm you. I want you to imagine having the most amazing dental visit where the hygienist says to you, "What are you doing? Because you have no plaque in your teeth." And this does happen. So now that we've imagined all of these areas that probiotics can clean, balance, and protect us, let's take a look at the products that can actually do that. All of our P2 products do not contain any chemicals or alcohol, sulfates, phthalates, or triclosan, or GMOs. No GMOs, and they are the safest products you can possibly use. And if you look at all the products that we have, we're literally covering you from head to toe, whether you are cleaning surfaces in your home, spraying it in the air, cleaning wounds, have stuff for pets, and mouthwash, body wash, allergy, asthma, sinus spray. We've got you covered. I want you to keep your children and your pets healthy by living in a truly clean, not boy in the bubble, but a healthy biodome environment that fortifies your immune system. So I told you that I spent 16 years researching and developing this technology. What you don't know is we actually started in livestock, cleaning barns, putting stuff in the drinking lines, spraying the animals down, spraying it in the air, having farmers walk through baths. So we have a lot of studies in that area. And one of the ways that we test is through something called an ATP meter. An ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. And ATP is actually what fuels all of the cells in our body, in plants, in animals. And it's the best way to measure the cleanliness of a surface as it relates to that biofilm that you learned about and pathogens that we know. Okay? So what ends up happening is when we apply these in livestock, for instance, cleaning a surface, we will get a numerical number from this ATP reading. So we'll swab it, we'll take the reading. I'd like to show you some of those studies so that you can see what we do. And what you're going to see is that we're 100% effective against pathogens, but the beauty of it, we don't have to kill bacteria to be effective that way. So let's take a look at some of these studies right now. And then what we're going to do from there is I'm going to show you quickly some of the results of a 4-year hospital study that was done against high-level disinfecting. And I think it will amaze you because bacteria acts the same whether it's in a barn or it's in a hospital. Remember I told you? And you'll see that the results are consistent whether we're cleaning, we're spraying it in the air, whatever it may be, in a barn versus a hospital. And then I'm going to show you what biofilm looks like on wounds, and I'll show you what happens when you actually put the probiotics on wounds and how quickly the body heals. Now let's go to the livestock studies, where it all began. The first study that we're going to take a look at in livestock is of a concrete exam floor in an equine center. And what we did here is we applied the probiotics the first day, and that floor was really dirty and full of biofilm. We reapplied then again in 4 days, and you can see the floor is actually getting cleaner. And then we reapplied again in 8 days at the 8-day mark, and you can see that the floor is almost there. But when we applied on the 8th day, we didn't reapply again until the 14th day. And there is nothing on that floor now. We found the same thing happened in restaurants, where it took about 2 weeks in very heavy laden biofilm, dirty floors. But think about this. This is on concrete. So the second study that I want to show you is on a cow's leg, and you can see the sore there, and you can imagine that the same thing might happen to you or your pet. And so when we applied the probiotics within 10 days, you can see that that sore is almost healed. And this is the power of the probiotics. So when we take away the impediment to healing, which is biofilm, and or infection, and we have the probiotics on there, everything that the body does is miraculous and superhuman to heal that wound. So the last study that I'm going to show you is related to the probiotics' ability to control the bacterial environment for a very long time. And one of our turkey farmers has been monitoring this for 11 years, actually 13 years now. This study is a couple years old. Now, in poultry, we'll go back to the barns, the salmonella, the staph, the coliforms are kept at nearly sterile levels. So the moral of the story is we do not need to keep killing bacteria. They're our friends. And if we put good ones in to balance the bad ones, they'll take care of everything for us. They'll keep everything clean and healthy and fortify our immune systems, just like they do in the livestock. So you can see that we're effective against salmonella, listeria, coliforms, and we keep the environments at nearly sterile levels without killing anything. And that's pretty amazing. And this translates whether we're looking at a study for light rail or hospital. We are very consistent in the probiotics being able to control the bacterial environment. So before I get into the four-year hospital study, I thought it was important to show you this study we did at Rutgers. And they have one of 13 bioterrorism centers in the United States. So they tested against the most virulent bacteria, virulent molds, virulent fungus. And you can see the list of them here on the left. And we were 100% effective against them. So this is, again, without killing anything. This is strictly removing the biofilm. Now we get to the hospital study. And there are three very important things that came out of this study. The first thing is that the probiotics were 90% more effective at eliminating pathogens than the disinfectants. That's huge. That means better than bleach and anything you can think of. And bleach has been the pinnacle forever. The second thing that came out of the study is that there was a 50% recontamination of all surfaces with the disinfectants. So that means that 50% of all of the hospital surfaces get recontaminated immediately after cleaning. And the third thing that the study shows is that while the disinfectants are great at killing everything, they are not great at preventing recontamination because when they're used, the pathogens come back in 30 minutes, unlike the use of the probiotics, where there is a 90% reduction in pathogens consistently over 4 years. And now let's take a look at wounds. We'll be able to see exactly how the body heals it quickly. So the first wound we're going to take a look at is of a 14-year-old girl. Her dog got a little excited and bit her in the face. And you can imagine a 14-year-old girl is worried about scarring and everything else. So her dad had our wound cleaner and our wound treatment and immediately applied both. And an hour later, she begged him to take her to the doctor because there was a flap. So she went to the doctor with her dad, and the doctor had one of those little microscope things on, and he asked the dad, "What did you do?" And the dad thought he was in trouble, but the doctor said, "She's actually healing. I can see it under the microscope." So within 1 hour, the doctor could already see that that wound was healing with our product on there. But there was a little flap, so the doctor glued it, which I was not happy about because biofilm I knew was going to form there. And indeed it did, and you can see it on this wound. However, after 14 days of reapplying this, you can see that that wound not only healed, but there was no scarring. So she's blowing a kiss to us at the end. In this next wound, you will see a biopsy for Mohs surgery. And if you're not familiar with Mohs surgery, it is surgery on basal cells and squamous cells for skin cancer, and this can be on any part of the body. And they started out doing 2 procedures a day, and now the doctors are doing 45 procedures a day. So this is something that's very popular right now. And what they normally do is send you home with Vaseline or Aquaphor to treat that wound, which is the absolute worst thing you can do. So by putting our wound cleaner and treatment on his biopsy, this man that normally takes 2 months to heal, healed mostly in 10 days, and he was extremely happy. This last wound that we'll take a look at is of a 78-year-old man that had Mohs surgery on his eyebrow. And you can see where he started with the stitches and how black and blue he was. And within 10 days, you can see that he has no scarring, no bruising, no anything. Again, this is the power of the probiotics to stop that wound from getting biofilm and letting the body heal that wound with that barrier of production of probiotics on the skin. So we've now looked at livestock and hospital and Rutgers bioterrorism lab study and wounds. And I think that you can see at this point that the probiotics are pretty miraculous and cover a wide range of things where they can really help you. And you've seen the products that we have. We've covered you head to toe. And I hope that you've learned something here and that this makes a lot of sense to you. I'm living proof that this can be done. You can do it too. My great love for you and pets and the planet is why I'm so passionate about my company and its products. But don't take my word for it. Mr. Germaphobe Howie Mandel himself uses P2 Probiotic Power products, and I hope you do too.
Howie Mandel here. We are in the midst of a war, people. An invisible war. Microscopic bad guys are everywhere, building fortresses called biofilm. Most cleaners just wipe away the surface stuff, but P2 Probiotic Power, they use good bacteria that breaks down that biofilm and starves the bad guys to death. They've got everything from surface cleaners to mouthwash to allergy sprays. And speaking about mouthwash, did you know you can use their mouthwash in a nebulizer? It's like giving your sinuses a spa day. They even have probiotics for your furry friends too. Free shipping on orders of $100 or more at p2probioticpower.com. Spray me, people. Go ahead. Somebody.